A Nerdalog member is coming up next, Kevin Reeder.
Yeah!
So, a few weeks ago, my modem broke at home. And I thought it was my router. A router is not the same as a modem, for anybody who doesn't know. The router just spits out more internet, but the modem brings you internet. Yeah, that's what I learned. So I didn't need a router, I needed a modem, and I got a new modem. So I lived without internet for about 5 weeks. Terrible, right? Between July and August, so like the dog days of summer. But, you know, I have a job, thankfully, and there's internet at work, and I had a lot of downtime, so I got my internet fix on, guys. Don't worry. But during that time at home in my free time, I read about 6 books. Included in that list were awesome books like The Hobbit, the first Harry Potter book. I'm up to number 4 now, guys. The Invisible Man, a book called Born to Run, aptly for you, sir. It was a book about a Tamahamura tribe in Mexico, all about runners. And a couple others that I just can't remember now. But the moment I got my modem back, I didn't read another book for like 2 more weeks. So anyways, the day that my new modem came back to me at my house, it wouldn't work for me, so I had to log on to the internet and have somebody from AT&T chat with me online. And if you guys have ever had to set up a modem or any piece of technology not on your own, you all will understand how very, very frustrating that is. So I sat down with something to eat and tried to amuse myself as best I could. So this is a chunk of that internet conversation that I had with the AT&T operator. So Steve, if you'll be system. Yes. thank you, Steve. Chris will be, what is
Trista?
Trista, and Eric, if you'll be Glenn.
I will be for Glenn.
Me. Great, so thank you so much. Here we go.
Welcome, Kevin Reeder. Connecting to server, please wait. Connection with server established. Technical support topic, home networking. Glenn has joined this session. Connected with Glenn.
Thank you for contacting AT&T. My name is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing tonight?
I see that I'm chatting with Mr. Kevin Reeder, and you provided 815, etc. as the number associated with your DSL account. Am I correct?
For the purposes of this podcast, let's leave out any crucial information.
It's all in right. The script, bro.
It is in the script. Let's leave it out. I'm trusting you guys to self-edit. I'm trusting you guys.
I don't think revealing that you're the 815 area code is going to blow too many brains.
No. We'll be all right with that one. So, all right, so
continue.
Can you give me, am I correct?
Am I correct?
That's right.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for that information.
I'm just eating some pasta and setting up my new modem.
I like pasta, too.
Good. This is a whole wheat pasta topped with a lovely soft cheese. Kind of like Havarti. I'm digging it.
I'm starving. Unfortunately, I am unable to pull your account using the number you gave me. May I know from which state are you in?
That's how it was read. Sure, I'm from Illinois. How about I give you my account number?
Thank you.
Well, you need to tell AT&T that you need a break and you need to run out and get yourself something to eat. Then tell them a loyal customer of 4 years demanded it. I'm right, because I'm the customer. It's a foolproof idea, Glenn.
Thanks for the concern. Actually, you have reached the DSL chat technical support group in the 9-state southeast region. What I can do to help is to transfer you to the Southwest region, or 13 state, including Illinois, and provide their website and voice contact information.
Great, awesome.
Before I transfer you to them, here's the website and telephone contact information. You may contact them via the website or voice support, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's
support
the website.
Voice support number.
Thank you for choosing AT&T. I'm transferring you over to 13 state chat support now. Please retain the chat connection.
Just a brief interlude here. Apparently, Illinois is in the southwest region of AT&T. Just so we're all clear. All right. Just looking out for you, Glenn. Thanks for passing me along.
You are welcome.
It's been about an hour now, by the way.
Please hold on.
You are being transferred to another queue. Please stand by. Glenn has left this session. Trista has joined this session. Connected with Trista.
Thank you for contacting AT&T Internet Services. My name is Trista.
Trista, it's lovely chatting with you this fine, fine evening.
It's my pleasure.
As I was telling Glenn, I'm just sitting down to a bowl of pasta and I'm setting up my new modem.
I will help you in setting up the modem.
He is very Trista right now. He's nailing this.
Well,
good for me.
I see that I am chatting with Kevin Reeder. You provided this number as number associated with your DSL dial count. Am I correct?
Yes, you're right. However, here's my account number. Okay. I think you'll find that more than helpful.
Let me pull up your records using the number you have provided.
You betcha.
Thank you for confirming the details. In case we get disconnected or for future reference, please save direct chat URL. This thing.
I'm all over it.
I believe you are getting AT&T installer page, which prompts for the member information like username and password.
Yes, I'm unsure of what my password is for that page.
We will work together to resolve the issue. Kevin, please let me know the name of the modem router that you are using.
Teamwork, Trista. It's all about teamwork.
You're right.
The SSID number on the modem is ATT2965.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, they can know that.
Is it West LB90 or Pace 411N?
It's a Westwell.
Oh, great.
The place I'm getting caught up is when I'm asked to type in my AT&T member ID and password. I'm fairly certain that my ID is boo.
Yeah, well, thank you. We need to update the email address in DSL network, which is different from the email password, on the modem in order to connect to the internet.
I'm just not sure what my password is. Gotcha. Do you like lolcats?
I will provide the DSL.
I was getting very bored.
I will provide the DSL password to update the modem. In order to provide you the DSL password, I need to verify the security questions on your account.
They're just photos of cats with captions under them. I didn't think you were a lolcat. I was just curious if you liked them. You can ask me any questions you want. As long as there aren't any riddles, I'm not very good at those. I actually typed T-H-S-E, and then I put a little star and wrote those. You know, I didn't want to look like an idiot in front of Trista.
I understand.
They're just photos of cats with captions. Oh, yeah, we brewed that. Okay.
Who was your favorite singer?
Oh, boy, that's personal. Well, I'm not really into pop songs all that much.
No, this was the security question set up by
But I think I would have answered that question 3 years ago when I set this up with a little indie emo band from Boston named Piebald. No Piebald fans, apparently. They're no longer a band, which is sad, but you know, sometimes you have to move on to bigger and better things. Or different things.
Thank you for verification.
But they had a good run together. They saw the world, played some awesome shows, meant a lot to a lot of people, so I'm proud of them. As proud as some dude from Illinois can be of a band from Boston.
Please close all other windows except this chat session. I will provide a link for modem where we need to update the information.
They're all closed.
Thank you. Please access the following link on a new window. Here's the link.
Okay, I opened a new window and everything looks good. Where to now, teammate? This is where it drolled on and on and on for a while, so I'm going to spare you guys all those nitty-gritty details. But I got my modem set up, and now I'm on the fourth Harry Potter book. So
and you have two new friends.
And I have two new friends.
Two new friends.
There you go. Glenn and Trista.